Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Now we turn our attention to the high school postseason. Edgewood and Jennings County, by the way, have never met on the gridiron. And as far as I'm concerned, the Mustangs and Scott Fisher are 0-0 as they head over to North Vernon for that Friday night ball game, putting up 46 the other night against Brown County and getting that, that feel of victory again. Hey, and by the way, the kickoff is at 7:30, so we'll have Chalk Talk with the coach at 7 o'clock. Cash, $7 at the gates. 7:30 kickoff for that ball game. And today being only the 17th of the month, got to wait 10 more days before the matchup. 1-2, North and South. Gabe Johnson's Panthers, they finished the regular season 8-1 and ranked number 2 in the final 5A coaches poll. And, of course, the Cougars, 9-0, Conference Indiana outright titleists with the home field on the 27th. By the way, Gabe's got to be proud of his program with the JVs winning at Seymour Saturday 19-8. The program sits 22-1-1. The freshmen finished 6-0-1, and the JVs finished up 8-0. And the varsity currently 8-1 going into that 1-2 on the 27th. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Usually when you invite someone in for homecoming, you're expecting a happy return, like a W. Now those days are over. I mean, in 109 previous homecomings around these parts, cream crimson, 45 dubs. That's it. Numbers are out for Saturday. Rutgers, a 5-point favorite at our homecoming. You know what? They should be. They've won the last two, including 2 years ago here. And if you're counting, that's one of those 19 that we've lost since 2020 in league play. 19 of 21. And after surrendering 96 points these last 2 weeks, that's defensive consistency backwards, isn't it? I mean, we're 0-3 here in the league, Matt Guerrieri, losing them by nearly 31 a game here.
It's all about process, right? What is the process that you have leading into the game? What's your process of every single snap that you play? The results are going to be what you want when your process is what it needs to be. I think you just take it back to every single rep on that practice field, every single minute in those meetings of how we prepare. You know, what we're doing right now as a staff preparing. That, to me, is how you fix an issue, right? You just take it back to control controllables and let's make sure our process is on point.
Well, Matt Guerrieri, lately nothing's on point. Noon on the Big Ten Network. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.